1305 GMT, 1405 local time. Here are major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Osama. First, the headlines. Experts of the rescue department in Douala say it is imperative for staff in public spaces to be trained on first aid to prevent incidents in public places. Denizens decry urban disorder, saying it mars the look of our cities. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. Inhabitants of Douala have called on for government to urge managers of public spaces to make available first aid equipment which can assist persons in case of a malaise. This follows the incident where a man slumped in the middle of a supermarket and died without benefiting from any form of first aid. Madunkwele Bisati tells us more from Douala.
The unfortunate situation of a man who collapsed in a supermarket in Douala and died minutes after suspected of a cardiac arrest has led to many reactions from inhabitants of Douala. Some affirm that most public spaces do not possess first aid equipment. Martial is an inhabitant. Of all public spaces I have visited, I have seen no health corner. Meanwhile, people drink and eat in such areas, and one could get intoxicated, of which the situation could be immediately handled. Others say it is imperative for the government to call the attention of the managers of public spaces for the necessity of such tools. Christian Bell explains. The deed has been done, and I think it is time for the government to sensitize even security agents. It is unfortunate that a whole supermarket lacks measures of health security for its clients. Meanwhile, experts of the fire rescue unit in Douala, also specialized in training persons on first aid, have dished out preliminary actions to apply in case of any emergency. Colonel Kadre Abdel is the commander. For a person suffering from a malaise or is unconscious but breathing, the person is put in a lateral position while waiting for an ambulance. It is important to keenly observe the person for the condition not to worsen. But if it does, there needs to be what is called a cardiopulmonary resuscitation or cardiac massage done by one trained in this domain. Persons are thus enjoined to have knowledge of this, as it could save a life when one least expects. Madunkwele Bizati, CRTV News, Douala.
The Bapusam city is prone to natural disasters such as landslides and floods, especially during the rainy season. Despite numerous measures taken by the competent authorities to ensure the safety of the population, asking them to vacate areas identified as risk zones, most of them remain headstrong. Kelvin Nembo has details from Bapusam.
The danger is real and it is constant, but the population headstrong at the level of Bapusam 1, 2 and 3 subdivisions. They continue to live in risk zones. As we speak, the inhabitants of Lafe De neighborhood, a flood-prone area, are not ready to vacate despite repeated warnings from council officials. Those of Tungang Village Tua are not left out. Landslides often occur here, especially after torrential rains accompanied by ferocious winds. Another regular client of natural disasters, especially floods, is Banefo Village in Bapusam 1 subdivision, often characterized by landslides due to the stiff nature of the area. It has claimed lives over the years. Local, regional, and administrative officials continue to sensitize those living in these risk zones on the dangers they are exposed to and the urgent need to vacate. If not, they could become tragedy victims. On the 8th of March, more reason a proactive approach is crucial. Kelvin Embo, CRTV News in Bapusam.
Meanwhile, urban disorder in the capital city Yaoundé has reached a disturbing proportion, with locals decrying what they describe as the wrongful occupation of pedestrian path within the city by small-scale business owners. Some of them are of the view that this reduces the beauty of the city. Karen Tosam has details from CRTV Centre.
Around the Simbok neighbourhood in Yaoundé 7 subdivision, there are many who've displayed their goods, from foodstuff to shoes, by the roadside. Pedestrians, who should normally have the pride of place on these parts, are struggling for space.
We were trying to pass somewhere earlier on. My sister hit herself on a plank, left us by the road for sale.
At Akasia, Melen, Van and other popular neighborhoods in Yaoundé, it is a similar struggle. Mechanic workshops and other makeshift businesses abound. Some shop owners regret that their business places sometimes go unnoticed.
Just in front of my shop, there are some women who do small businesses. It's one of them. Varies from business to business. Sometimes when it's the season of plums, she's in plums. And sometimes they occupy the road so much so that when students close from school, to be able to pass is a challenge.
Many are suggesting that municipal officials should create more sites to relocate these vendors.
These people are determined to be there. That's why sometimes when the urban council people come and even send them away, 2-3 days later, they are still there. Markets should be created for these small business owners or roadside vendors to be able to exercise their activities there.
While the roadside vendors take up large portions of pedestrian paths, many road users also lament that the mounting waste in many parts of Yaoundé takes up significant portions on major routes, hindering circulation for many. Karin Tosam, CRTV News, Center.
In Douala, in the economic capital, where disposal of waste on roads haphazard setting of markets, bike and car owners and not respecting road codes need to be looked upon collectively. Our reporter Rabiatu Njingi Abdulaziz toured some corners of the city, and here is what she put together for the regional news.
It's at times a difficult task to find a spot for one to place his or her feet without being smashed or you smashing another person, just because the sidewalks have been occupied by cars, motorbikes, and sellers.
There is no day somebody will leave the house going to work clean because of bad roads and dirt everywhere that has occupied all over the road. I always put on a plastic after wearing my shoes.
There is a creation of small markets here and there on main streets.
Markets encroaching into roads, like the Grand Hangar Market in Bonaberry. You realize that around that area, most often, there is traffic.
The bikes have occupied where pedestrians are passing, all because of no control.
Heaps of garbage is all over the place, makes matters worse.
You find refuse being dumped on the highway.
Most hawkers, they just park their trucks beside the road, forcing the people to walk in the middle of the road.
To come to the aid of the population after their cry, administrative authorities of the town have put up strategies to curb this alarming situation. Marie Celia Mvogo is the senior divisional officer for the Vuri division.
The promotion of hygiene and sanitation will always remain a virtue to us, the administrators. The city mayor has engaged in an operation to fight against urban disorder and the beautification of the city.
As the end of year festivities will begin in some few months, urban disorder need to come to an end to make Douala become the city that it merits. Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz, CRTV News, Douala.
It's 14 past 2 and you're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. When a baby disappears from a hospital after delivery, who is responsible? In Bamenda, while some residents point fingers at hospital staff such as midwives and nurses. Others believe that the caregivers should be held accountable. In this report, Jolenta Rose Fanwi explores the different perspectives on this troubling and complex issue. Her report.
The theft of newborns from hospitals has become an alarming issue in Cameroon. The anxiety and discord that it generates highlights the vulnerability of the healthcare system. For some residents in Bomenda, the responsibility for these incidents lies with the medical staff.
The hospital administration, their lack security measures or inadequate staffing or poor policies might be the cause. Even the medical staff are entangled into it. Their negligence, distraction or failure to follow protocols. Even the security personnel, like the gate people, the people that control the entrance to the hospital.
The first person when the baby got missing, they're supposed to be blamed is the nurse.
However, some citizens also believe that the carers responsible for looking after newborns must accept some responsibility for the safety of the infants in their care.
We can also blame the caregivers because at times they are also so lax and unattentive. They can leave the baby unattended to, or they might not even follow hospital guidelines.
Healthcare personnel counter that it is nearly impossible to maintain constant vigilance due to their limited numbers and the large volume of patients they are responsible for.
It's not the responsibility of one person. It's the fault of the parents that they first of all came and stole the child without the parents' notifications. And now if the child succeeds, get out of the hospital, is the fault of the hospitals.
With this persistent problem of infant theft in hospitals, the people of Bomenda have put forward several suggestions to combat the issue. Some advocate for increased security measures within healthcare facilities, such as the installation of security cameras, while others emphasize the importance of greater vigilance on the part of the carers.
Jolenta Rosa Fan, we're reporting, and we remain in Bomenda, where classes for the new academic year at the University of Bomenda are expected to commence on October 7, 2024, with several innovations introduced in some of the schools and faculties of the institution. The new program is in both the undergraduate and postgraduate levels, aimed at boosting professional education and preparing learners for the job market. Clinis Ayombom Abengo zooms on some of the programs in this report.
Stating that tourism fosters tolerance and good relations between people, hotel managers and other personnel of the hospitality industry in Bomenda took part in a spot walk around the town with peace plants, posters and the flag of Cameroon. The Northwest Regional Delegate of Tourism and Leisure, Marcel Mwanze Benwe, says the exercise was to depict tourism as a vehicle for peace.
Tourism is actually a catalyst to peace because it is like a movement of people from one area to another, learning about different cultures and so on, re-governize and makes people know each other and harmonize, create peace.
The work culminated in some aerobic exercises at the Northwest Governor's office and a request for the population of the region to contribute in building the tourism sector.
Sport is always a very good activity to gather population, and this time around we're launching the World Tourism Day under the theme of peace and tourism, and we're trying to galvanize and see how the tourism sector could be as an agent of peace.
The 2024 World Tourism Day will be celebrated on Friday, September 27, with a special focus on the Northwest, where the sector has experienced some slowdown due to the socio-political crisis. Mercy Kusi, CRTV News, Bomenda.
Thanks, Mercy. And that does it for this edition of the Regional News, in which you heard that experts of the rescue department in Douala say it is imperative for staff in public spaces to be trained on first aid to prevent incidents in public spaces. And denizens decry urban disorder, saying it masks the look of our cities. This edition of the Regional News was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osamba Nyaonde, thanking you for listening.